It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Janice Milligan, who is the owner of Doggy Daycare in Lansing. Welcome back to the show, Janice.
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. So, Janice, we've been talking this morning about spring preparation and safety, and frankly, I would imagine that you guys have been busy as all get out because the other thing that's going on is Easter, and so a lot of people are probably getting their dogs groomed, and their cats in order to see the family. So what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what, our phones have been ringing off the hook here. I think especially with the weather breaking so early in March, the spring groom has officially started a few weeks earlier than normal. We've actually been booking about 3 weeks out, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't still call and get your dog in because we'd love to take care of him for you.
Right. And one of the things that people don't always think about is that as you do get into spring, there are some breeds of pets where they might wear their coat long during the winter. But when it comes to spring, you got to get those coats off because when it's 80 degrees out in March, my goodness, it's got to be very rough on the dogs.
Oh, sure. A lot of times the length and the thickness of the coat can really help keep a lot more of that heat in. But when you're talking about certain breeds of dogs, especially like the double-coated dogs, like Huskies, Collies, any of those thicker breeded dogs, what we do rather than actually cut the coat is we remove the undercoat. And what that does is it helps get that thickness away from the dog's skin and help keep them cooler. We never recommend shaving a double-coated dog because what that actually does is it breaks down their insulation barrier and can make them hotter, believe it or not, in the summertime.
And I suppose right now it's kind of a little quizzical to the individual out there because it was 80 degrees, but now it's going to be 50 degrees. You know, how does one want to think about keeping their pet groomed? Does that present a problem?
Well, you know, really, we recommend grooming all year round, not just in the spring, not just, in the summertime. Keeping your dog well-groomed 12 months out of the year is going to keep them comfortable all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the coat thinned out of a double-coated dog is going to keep them more comfortable. Keeping a dog whose hair gets cut, like a Shih Tzu or a Cocker Spaniel, well-groomed in the winter is going to keep them from matting. Mm-hmm. So in the summertime, they don't have to be sheared down. A lot of people don't really like that. They just want their dog to look good all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what we specialize in.
And then always putting on a dog coat if it's that cold out, right?
Sure. If it's real cold, you can always put a sweater on them. I personally have a Chinese Crested, and in the wintertime, she has to wear clothes. I'm not about dressing dogs, but she has to wear them for practical reasons.
Yeah. With no hair.
Speaking for the hairless, I'm sure she appreciates that. Janice, one question that I've got for you is one of the things that I've always liked when you do take your dog in for grooming is that lo and behold, you discover the early onset of things like fleas and ticks, which we've just heard are much more prevalent because of the mild winter. Talk a little bit about what you guys do in order to help out the owners to spot things like that.
Sure. The first thing we do is, if we find a tick on a dog, we're going to remove it and let the owner know. We always recommend that a dog be treated by their veterinarian. We can help remove the pest for them, but treating the home, treating the bedding, and keeping the dog on a preventative is going to keep the problem from becoming worse. If you take a dog, if we give a dog a flea bath or remove ticks from them and they go home and there's fleas in the environment, they're just immediately going to be infested again. So the thing that we do is try to educate and refer to the veterinarian so they can put the animal on a flea preventative that's going to help take care of the problem. And, yeah, we are expecting a bad flea and tick year this year, especially with the mild winter.
Yeah, with the right person that has the, dog's interest in mind, I'm sure they definitely like the fact that you're letting them know about that.
Yeah.
I imagine you have a few that are offended, but that's the way it is.
Yep, that's just the way it is. Yeah. Hopefully the dog doesn't have fleas. There's such good products on the market now that there's really, you can keep your dog from being able to get them in the first place.
No excuse.
So right. There's so many good preventatives that, you know, it's so much easier to prevent than it is to treat. Well, just like heartworm.
That brings me up to the thought, you have an excellent doggy daycare out there. How do you control that? And are there expectations you put on your clients to make sure that that's not a spreading problem?
Yes, we actually require year-round flea preventative for all of our daycare and boarding attendees. So we don't have a problem with fleas here, and I certainly don't want one.
I know one thing that would be helpful for that person that's got a dog. Maybe it's the first year through, or maybe they've had it for a few years, and they, you know, now the dog knows it's getting warmer already, knows it before we do. Tell us a little bit about your doggy daycare service, because it's far less, it seems, from previous conversations I've had with you about, you know, taking care of the animal in your way. It seems like it's just the responsible thing to do if you don't have the time to interact when you aren't home. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, how many of us have gotten home at the end of the day and we're tired and our dog's so happy to see us and they want to go for a walk, they want to play ball, you know, they're just begging for attention and all we want to do is veg out on the couch, you know, have a Miller Lite and you know, watch some TV or a sports game. You know, it's not fair for the dog. You know, wouldn't it be nice to be able to end the day and have the dog tired too? That's exactly one of the reasons why people bring their dogs out to us. And this time of the year, you know, we're spending the majority of the days outside. It's beautiful out. We have a 4,000-square-foot, securely fenced-in outdoor area. In the summertime, we offer pools so the dogs can play. The labs and the golden retrievers especially love it. Of course, the poodles and the Portuguese water dogs. We've got playground equipment that they love to jump on and run around and hide in. You know, the dogs are always supervised. When they're out playing together, they're supervised both inside and outside. It just makes it so much nicer for them. They enjoy the sunshine and the fresh air just as much as we do.
Yeah, and they're out there during the daytime when you're at work, when the very time is that it's, you know, nice temperature, everything's kind of cool. They don't have to do that every day, right? I mean, you generally don't recommend showing up every day, right?
No, the most we recommend for attendance is one or two times a week. I mean, I've got a handful of dogs that come three times, but that can even be a lot sometimes. One or two days a week usually works out the best. What it does is it gets them out of the house, gets them exercise, keeps them socialized, stimulates their brain and their body, and keeps them used to coming and being around other dogs. And it just makes their world bigger.
And they can certainly come. They want to bring the dog out or call ahead. And I think you have kind of like a review process that you want to go through and make sure that this is going to work out for both the dog, the owner, and you and the dogs that are around them.
Exactly. We do have a requirement all the dogs have to meet in order to come. We have a very strict enrollment process that everyone has to go through that includes an application and an interview with the dog. Once that stuff's been completed, then the dog can come. And we do require reservations in order for dogs to come. We have been going on a waiting list some days.
Okay. But there would be a possibility if they call now that at least within the next few weeks or months, they'll be able to kind of get in there and hang with the dogs?
Oh, they certainly can. We're always accepting new dogs.
Okay. That's fantastic. And the one thing that I'm thinking about is, we talked a little bit about before allergy season coming up when we were talking to Dr. Williamson, and I'm just curious if somebody brings in a dog and it has some itching and some skin-related issues, anything that a grooming can help in that respect?
Oh, it certainly can. We offer a wide variety of specialty shampoo and conditioning treatments, and we tailor every shampoo and conditioning treatment that we give your dog based on your dog's skin and coat needs. And we never charge extra for that. So if your dog needs a medicated bath, we're not going to charge extra for that. If we need to do an oatmeal bath or a hot oil treatment, we're not going to charge extra for that. If a dog needs to bring in their own shampoo from the veterinarian, that's not a problem either. We've got plenty of dogs that we've had come in, and we've been able to really relieve some major skin problems with our specialty shampoos and conditioners that we use.
Fantastic. Janice, if anyone is interested in getting in touch with you, how do they find you?
They can find us online at www.doggydaycareandspa.com. And doggy is spelled with a Y, and you do spell out the and. Or they can always call us at 517-333-WOOF. That's 517-333-9663.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Janice Milligan, the owner of Doggy Daycare and Spa in Lansing. Thank you so much, Janice. We really appreciate your tips and your insights.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break with Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.